Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1588. Lighter days versus complete rest, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. And now don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we narrate articles for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of them. And with that, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short. So let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Lighter days versus complete rest, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. In a recent entry, I stated that it's rare for me to not perform some type of exercise on any given day. Following that statement, I received several questions from people asking if or why I'm against complete rest. Many seem to believe that we all need at least one rest day per week to facilitate recovery. Personally, my own experience tells me otherwise. That doesn't mean I'm opposed to complete rest, however. I've simply found what works best for my body and encourage everyone else to do the same. Know your body. As a young athlete, I was always told to rest on Sunday. As a result, Sunday became my rest day for many years. I never questioned or second-guessed the idea that we all need a rest day each week. It's what everyone did. We'd rest on Sunday and be back in the gym on Monday. Ironically, though, Monday was never my best day of training. I always seemed a bit flat at the start of the week. Tuesday was almost always a better day for me. I felt better after a day of training than after a day of rest. As time passed, I began to experiment with moving my rest day to another day in the week. It didn't matter which day I rested, though. The result was always the same. I never felt quite as sharp the next day. The only solution that worked for me was to make my rest day a lighter day of training and or movement. Sample day. As for what I do on a rest day, it all depends on how I feel. It's not something I can predict in advance. I don't have a crystal ball that tells me how I'll feel tomorrow. Therefore, it's important for me to make real-time decisions based on the feedback my body provides. Typically speaking, a lighter day for me may include activities such as hand-eye coordination training, calisthenics, jump rope, shadow boxing, light bag work like speed bag and double end bag, light conditioning, and hiking. After posting a video working out, I had a few people question my sanity for working so hard on a so-called rest day. Once again, though, I'm just listening to my body and pushing myself when I'm up for the challenge. If I was feeling run down, I may have just opted for a walk or some light hand-eye coordination drills. What I do depends on how I feel. I'm not locked into any paper plan. Furthermore, my lighter days consist of exercises that I'm comfortable performing. For example, I've been skipping rope for over 30 years, and I've swung a sledgehammer for over 20. I'm not going to run myself into the ground by working with either for 10 or 15 minutes on any given day. My body is acclimated to these exercises, so I can use them regularly with success without fear of burnout. You do you. When I write this type of entry, it's important to understand that I'm not making a universal recommendation. There are plenty of people who prefer rest days without exercise. If that's what works for you, I am all for it. I'm only sharing my own experience. It might not work for you, and you certainly don't need to agree with me. I'm just providing another option that some might wish to try. Ultimately, we are all unique, so there will never be a one-size-fits-all approach that satisfies the masses. It's important to find what works for you. And what works for you now might differ from what works for you in the future. Always be willing and ready to adapt and evolve when necessary. Final thoughts. If nothing else, I hope this entry serves as a reminder that the conventional school of thought doesn't always make sense. It took me a long time to realize that my personality and temperament weren't built for complete rest. As a result, I had to go against the grain and find what worked for me. As I've said before, I'm not here to tell you how to train. Instead, I'd rather give you ideas while encouraging you to think for yourself. That's the only way you'll ever get to truly know your body and what's best for it. Quote, "Lack of activity destroys the good condition of every human being, while movement and methodical physical exercise save it and preserve it." Plato. You just listened to the post titled "Lighter Days Versus Complete Rest" by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Ross is right. Allowing the body to recover is crucial to allow it to heal and perform optimally. But a day on the couch, binging Netflix may not be what the body actually needs. Do you remember the best advice for that day after a grueling workout and dealing with that delayed onset muscle soreness? The best advice isn't to reward yourself with an off day. I know your brain may be telling you it's the right thing to do, but your muscles are telling you a different story. When your muscles are sore, and this soreness is caused by a particularly intense workout, not an injury, they are actually craving more movement, more activity. So we need to find a way to gently work those sore muscles again. This is because when they're sore, they're starting to tighten up and there's some slight damage to the actual muscle tissue, which is causing that feeling of soreness. To relieve the muscles from this tension and pain, we need to stretch them out and work them again, but at a very gentle, lower intensity. So let's say your legs are sore from performing too many squats. Go for a light walk. Not a run, not a jog, just a casual stroll and then some light stretching after. This will bring more oxygen-rich blood and nutrients to those sore muscles, which is exactly what they need in order to heal. So what does this have to do with Ross's article? Well, maybe he's right. Some of us may not really need rest days, but instead active recovery days. Days when we perform some lighter intensity exercises to actually help us recover better. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow on New Year's Eve for our usual Friday Q&A. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.